Neal, the host of the Good News Podcast. This is your source for good news, fun stories, and sonic joy. All of this goodness is coming to you from beautiful Chicago, Illinois. Today's good news comes to us from the publishing industry. We're talking about books and audiobooks. I am a proud science fiction and fantasy reader. Always have been, and presumably always will be. For a while now, I've been a fan of Brandon Sanderson's many, many books. He's a New York Times bestselling author, and he's written some fantasy stories that I really like. And I'm not alone. In 2022, Sanderson also became the top grossing Kickstarter campaign runner ever. More than 185,000 Kickstarter backers raised almost $42 million to gain access to a series of secret novels that were released in 2023 and will continue to be released in 2024. It was a very big deal, and that Kickstarter alone kick-started a conversation about authors and publishing and uber-popular authors. Suffice it to say, this was a topic of conversation in the writing and publishing world. One place you weren't gonna find these secret novels was on Audible, the audiobook delivery company. That's because Sanderson didn't feel that authors were getting a fair shake from Audible, and we're getting a pretty small percentage of every sale, so he withheld those books from the platform. In a blog post on his website, he writes, "I hoped this wake-up call would prompt change. I didn't refuse to put my books on Audible out of retribution or to declare war. I did it because I wanted to shine as powerful a light as I knew how on a system that highly favored the audio distributors over the authors. I was convinced that the people at Audible really did love books and writers, and that with the right stand taken, I could encourage them toward positive change. And as of fairly recently, change is in the works. Folks from Audible actually flew out to Sanderson's office and talked through a new pay structure for smaller publishers and independent writers, which is pretty darn cool that his action had a direct impact on other authors. So if you're an independent author with books on Audible, you may see a future pay bump, and at the very least, a more predictable and transparent payment structure, which is Audible's promise. I think it's very good news that someone arguably at the peak of their career is still making efforts to help other people in the field, putting money where their mouth is to make change happen. I think there's still plenty of space for conversation about what responsibility a mega popular author has to every other author in the genre or the space where they're writing, but this was a good move and seems to have had a positive outcome. That's the good news I have for you today. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks for listening. If you've got good news or an idea for the show, amazing. Send an email to hello@thegoodnewspodcast.fm. While you're at it, follow us on Twitter @thegoodnewspod. If you love the show, think about supporting our Patreon or reviewing us wherever you're getting this podcast from. Both are great. The music you hear on the show is from Poddington Bear. Have a great day.